Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, for a variety of reasons, a lot of people are interested in non-alcoholic beverages these days. And I think it's incumbent on us to take a look at non-alcoholic wines.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Without a doubt, one of the faster emerging trends in the world of alcoholic beverages is, counterintuitively, non-alcoholic beverages.
Yep.
So especially beer and now wine. Usually referred to as NAs, they represent a very small but definitely growing subset of the market. For many years, these products were frankly just awful. But there is definitely growing interest in more moderation and healthier lifestyles, and producers are making serious efforts to raise the proverbial bar. And while I don't think they are entirely there yet, they are definitely getting much closer. NA wine is made by producing alcoholic wine and then removing the alcohol. This is most commonly done by a process called vacuum distillation or centrifugal separation. Vacuum distillation is kind of interesting. It involves placing the wine in a vacuum, which lowers the boiling point of the alcohol from 175 degrees to about 95 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, my.
Then you can just gently raise the temperature. The alcohol effectively boils off. This is a little bit of an oversimplification, but you get the drift. Anyway, the process is designed to retain the flavor characteristics of the wine while reducing the alcohol to below 0.5%, which is legally considered NA. You should understand that the equipment to do this is expensive and the process takes additional labor, so don't be surprised if the prices are higher for some of these products than you might think.
Yeah.
But for anyone who is pregnant, a designated driver, or simply wants to scale back, here are some NA wines that I thought had some merit. From the famous Torres wine family in Spain comes the NA brand called Ola, O-H-L-A. There are currently two flavors, a white and a rosé. The white is 100% muscat, and it tastes like an off-dry muscat with floral and orange peel aromas. It's pleasantly refreshing. The rosé is a blend of Cabernet and Syrah, is a pale raspberry color with berry flavors and aromas. And the rosé is the drier of the two with a bit more acidic backbone. And of the two, the white is probably a better cocktail wine, and the rosé is a little bit better with food. Both retail for $18.99.
Okay.
From South America's Thompson & Scott Company comes a portfolio of NA wines called Noughty. That's N-O-U-G-H-T-Y. We'll put it on the website. The producer, Amanda Thompson, is really committed to integrating NA wine into the traditional wine industry by removing the poor quality stigma associated with the category. I tried the Blanc. It's a blend of Chenin Blanc and Chardonnay. And not unsurprisingly, honeysuckle aromas with a little bit of citrus and a tangy tartness in the finish. This was the driest of the four NAs I tried and sells for $24.99. Finally, from New Zealand's Giessen Winery comes a New Zealand rosé. This company produces a whole line of wines, so they do NAs plus alcoholic wines. They currently have five NAs, of which the Sauvignon Blanc has apparently garnered a bit of a following. The rosé is a typical pale pink with apple and berry aromas and crisp acidity. I could find no information as to the varietals. $14.99. You will not mistake any of these for regular wine, but I'm not sure that's the point. The gap is definitely closing. If you're interested in NA wine, these are three brands worth exploring.
Oh, they sound really good, Hugh. We ought to try them. And we want to remind our listeners that Cellar Notes is now available on podcast. Just go to the website at wypr.org and navigate to the Cellar Notes page. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.